This is Jay Sekulow. 24 hours until the Iowa caucuses begin. Our guest, Governor Mitt Romney.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I stood at this platform in 2007 during the Value Voters Summit. At that conference, I said that I got to watch Mitt Romney in action for years when he was the governor of Massachusetts, and he did not know that I was watching. I was impressed with his leadership, his vision, his command of the issues facing the country then, and I'm even more impressed now. In the intervening 4 years, I've had the chance to work closely with him. We've discussed the tough issues that our country's facing. Issues of the economy, the courts, the Middle East, and the ever-increasing global jihadist threat.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Leadership is when you have to navigate the tough issues. Mitt Romney and I share a deep passion on a number of issues, but one of the most passionate issues is our unrelenting defense for the state of Israel. And let me say, the Jewish state of Israel. I respect Mitt Romney as a visionary leader, as a conservative, and I'm honored to call him a friend.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you had a great New Year's. We certainly did, and we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We are live today. Governor Mitt Romney will be joining us. That was a portion of a speech I gave at the Values Voters Summit where I introduced Governor Romney. I've also had the opportunity to introduce Newt Gingrich. I've had the opportunity to introduce Michelle Bachmann. Tomorrow on the broadcast, Governor Sam Brownback will be talking about Rick Perry, so we're going to have a variety of the candidates here. But we're very fortunate to have Mitt Romney with us in the second segment of the broadcast coming up. So your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. As we are now 24 hours out, the Des Moines Register came out with their poll, 24 Romney, 22 Paul, 15 for Santorum. Gingrich is at 12, Perry at 11, Bachmann at 7, Huntsman registering at 2. He didn't really campaign there. If you look at that and compare that to the Real Clear Politics average, it's actually pretty close. The Des Moines Register is a good indicator, very good barometer, but it's ground game when you are in Iowa. So here's what we are, 24 hours out. Where do you stand on these candidates? What do you think the issues are? How do you view it? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me also say this to our ACLJ members and friends. Thank you. We met and exceeded our goal for December, which is really important because it impacts our Washington, D.C. office and a couple of our other offices as well. But we had a great response, and I want to thank you for supporting the work of the ACLJ. Couldn't do it without you. Again, a huge thank you from all of us at the American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ, for your support. And as I said, we're taking your calls on this campaign, on the issues, at 1-800-684-3110. Let us know who you're for, who you're against, what the positions are. Fortunate in the studio with me today is a very good friend, Bill Haynes, who's a pastor at Grace Baptist Church, but has been involved with our work at the ACLJ literally for decades. And Bill's been on Jordan's program before. He's been on our radio broadcast in the years past. Bill, let me ask you a question. We're running up on a break here, but quickly, we're going to be joined by Governor Romney in a few moments. Your sense of, when we say a biblical worldview in voting, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about looking at issues from the way that the Bible presents them, whether it's life issues or whatever, and saying this is what God has said, and then we begin to mold those down into how candidates talk about those issues and how they've proven themselves on those issues. And as Christians start looking at that, they want to vote not necessarily for a Christian, for a candidate who is, quote, a Christian, but one who does show at least a biblical worldview and views things as the Bible does.
Very interesting, because that's going to be part of what we'll be discussing coming up. And by the way, third segment of the broadcast, Bill will be back with us. Bill Haynes will be back with us. We'll be taking your calls as well. Phone lines are already lighting up here at 1-800-684-3110. My guest in about 2 minutes, former governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney. I have known Governor Romney for a long time. I've known a lot of the candidates for a long time as well. And I'm going to share some of those personal stories with each one that we've had. And we invited all the candidates to participate in the next 2 days. Some have, so we'll be doing that. By the way, Foundations of Freedom is what we're offering for you today. We thought a good way to start the New Year's. Get a copy of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, or the Bill of Rights. We'll send it to you. Our gift to you, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Foundations of Freedom. Mitt Romney coming up next.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSekulow.com.
Well, I'm talking about it won't be long. We're talking about 24 hours and the underway it goes, and that is the Iowa caucus, followed very closely by the New Hampshire primary. Polling data there showing Governor Romney well ahead of Congressman Paul Gingrich third, and then Huntsman, and then Bachman. So it will be very interesting to see. I don't think you're going to also see the old story where you've got a, you know, who comes out of the caucus here. Politics is a different situation this time around, but we're very fortunate to have on the phone with us a good friend, that is Governor Mitt Romney. Governor, thanks for being with us today.
Happy to be with you, Jay. Hope you're doing well.
I am. You know, the first thing I was going to ask you is, I know you're getting a warm reception out in Iowa, but is it as cold this time around as it was when I was with you there 4 years ago?
It's not quite as cold. It's pretty windy, but there is no snow on the ground, and that's unusual for this time in Iowa.
I miss that snow. Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, Governor, a couple of things, and I do appreciate you coming on. I want to start with an issue that you and I have talked about a lot, and it's one that has come up in this campaign, especially comparing your position with Congressman Paul, and that is Israel. As you know, we've got an office in Jerusalem. I'm handling a case at the International Criminal Court for Israel. The idea, and it's, and Congressman Paul's been asked this several times about defending Israel, and he just says he's not going to intervene. Your response on how important it is to stand with Israel and what it means to stand with Israel in a Romney administration?
Well, I think we stand with all of our friends, as we do with Israel, with our allies. We make it very clear that we will stand shoulder to shoulder with them. I'm very critical of the president in that he has continue to throw Israel under the bus. He did so at the UN. He did so in his disrespect for Bibi Netanyahu. He did so when he talked about insisting that we go back to the 67 indefensible borders. He's been just awful with regards to his apparent respect and support for Israel. I will stand with Israel. And, of course, the greatest threat that Israel faces immediately is a threat of a nuclear Iran.
I wanted to get right into that because you mentioned the 67 borders. Let's talk about that for a moment. When the president admonished Prime Minister Netanyahu about getting the borders to 67, of course, you've got this partnership between Hamas and Fatah, which means basically you've got a terrorist regime controlling the West Bank and Gaza, specifically in the Gaza. And then the 67 borders issues came up, and the Prime Minister, Governor Romney, said the indefensible, the word you used, he said the same thing. But that put Israel in a horribly difficult situation, especially, as you just said, with Iran and a nuclear weapon. How serious of a threat do you view Iran and its nuclear capability?
Well, you have to take Iran at its word, and they call Israel a one-bomb nation. They have, Ahmed Hinojad specifically has said things which I think qualify for him being indicted and convicted for incitation to genocide. It represents an existential threat to Israel to have Iran nuclear, and that's why this president's failure to secure crippling sanctions, his failure to stand with the dissidents in Iran, and his failure to put in place very credible military options is a serious concern both to Israel, and it should be to the entire world and to us.
Let me ask you a follow-up on that. We saw this the Arab Spring come into play, which is now, unfortunately, devolving into a situation with heavy Islamist control. Yet, the year before, when you had the groundswell of uprising really led by students and those that wanted a real democratic movement in Iran to get rid of the Ayatollahs, to get rid of the regime, the president stood back and did nothing. How significant of a mistake was that in light of now what's happened with the Arab Spring and the rising jihadist threat?
Well, you point to something which is really inexplicable, which is that the president had nothing to say when the dissidents took to the streets in Iran. And then with regards to the movement in Syria for change and removing Assad, his administration called Assad a reformer and was quiet about him for a long time. He seems to be so anxious to curry support or to curry engagement with our enemies that he's quiet about them, but then very critical of our friends. He criticizes Israel, says that chastises Israel at the United Nations, and says nothing about Hamas launching rockets into Israel. I mean, the president has really confused our friends and emboldened our enemies.
You know, I've been there. I've been in Israel when I've been there when the bombs have been coming in, actually. The rockets have been coming in Ashkelon and Sderot. You bring up another point. I want to stay on the Middle East for one more question, Governor. I want to move to the economy. Looking at the situation, you mentioned Iran as an existential threat. Israel in a situation, people say, well, it's a real threat to Israel. But Iran's much more than a threat just to Israel, in my view. I want to get your comments on that. It is a destabilizing, in my view, destabilizing not only to the region, but basically to the world. How do you view this Iranian threat beyond the Israel situation as it relates to world stability?
Well, I think Iran, as the world sponsor, the national sponsor of terror throughout the world, to Hamas, Hezbollah, as well as helping arm the Taliban in Afghanistan, Iran represents a threat to the entire world. They see their role as to become the hegemon of the Middle East, but also to lead an effort throughout the world. And them having nuclear capacity means that it's very possible for fissile material to fall into the hands of their terrorist sponsors around the world. And obviously, this can pose a very serious threat to America and to nations around the world. It simply is unacceptable for Iran to become nuclear.
Let me move to the economy, Governor. This is something you've had a tremendous amount of expertise in. Unemployment still very, very high. I mean, I do a lot of traveling. I mean, I was just down in Florida and some of these other places. It's awful. I mean, when you look at the economic situation right now in the United States, if Mitt Romney is president of the United States, what's some of the immediate action that has to take place to get this economy turned around? And get basically, the president say that the economy's hurting. You made the statement, the American people are hurting, which is I appreciate because that's who's hurting here. What do you do to turn it around?
Well, there's some immediate things you do. One is to make sure you have a president who is seen as being pro-business and pro-entrepreneur and pro-job, as opposed to this president who has been attacking the business sector ever since he's been in office. But then there are steps you should take that are critical to get the economy going. One, you get the tax rate for employers competitive with other nations. Two, you just put a hold on all these Obama-era regulations and get rid of those that kill jobs. Three, you open up our energy resources here, particularly oil and gas that have been held off. Four, you open up new markets for American goods, and you clamp down on China for cheating in the way it applies its trade policies here and across the world.
Let me move from the economy, and I have no doubt of your capabilities on that. I've seen it in action in a number of situations, from the Olympics to your Bain Capital days to also in Massachusetts. Let me first say a thank you, something I was able to say to you when we were together not too long ago. But we had that Iranian pastor situation. I should have tied this into Iran. And when I needed some of the leaders to come out and speak for that pastor who was facing death by hanging, in Iran for apostasy. And that is, he left. They said he left Islam and was a Christian pastor. You were one of the first ones that came out and spoke, and I wanted to say that publicly to thank you for doing that. He is still alive. We are still working on the case, but your statements and those of others really made a difference. I want to thank you for that one, Governor Romney. I really appreciate you taking a stand on that one. Let me go to judicial nominations. I spend a lot of time at the Supreme Court. We've got the health care case before the Supreme Court right now. It looks like a series of other cases. It's going to be a busy term coming up. But the next president of the United States, Governor, probably selects, and you never know, but it's likely to select at least two Supreme Court justices. That's the Supreme Court I'm litigating in front of for the rest of my life. What does a President Romney Supreme Court nominee look like?
I want somebody who is brilliant. I want someone who has the capacity to sway the opinions of his fellow justices. And I want someone who fundamentally believes that their job is to follow the Constitution and follow the law, as opposed to see the Constitution and the law as a springboard for them to institute their own policies and their own prejudices. The Constitution makes it very clear that we do not have justices that become legislators. And for me, a justice that will follow the law is the most essential of their philosophical orientation that I think I have to consider if I'm fortunate enough to get the job of appointing these people.
How important, very last question here, on the judicial nominations, this is a big part of the president's job. How, if you look at the scope of the legacy of a president, do you view judicial appointments, not just at the Supreme Court, but the lower courts, as a significant aspect of a president's legacy?
Well, I think it's really the enduring part of a president's legacy is to make sure that we keep America a nation which follows the blueprint that the founders put in place and which has served us so well over the hundreds of years of our existence. America is the strongest and wealthiest nation in the world, in part because of our Constitution. And those that wish to change it through judicial processes are tampering with something which is extraordinarily important to this nation. So, yeah, the selection of justices and a willingness on the part of justices to follow the Constitution is as important as anything else a president could possibly do.
All right, Governor Mitt Romney. Governor, we appreciate you taking time out. I know it's just a day before, and stay warm out there and give my best to your family and keep up the hard work. I know this is this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. Keep up the great work, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Jay. All the best to you and the family.
Very Bye-bye. Good. All right, Governor Mitt Romney calling us from Iowa. We're 24 hours away. We're taking your calls when we come back at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We want to take your calls again. If you want Foundations of Freedom, good way to start the year, the Constitution, Declaration of Bill of Rights, just call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with more in a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255. 2255.
Foundations of Freedom. It's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We just had on the program Governor Mitt Romney. Tomorrow we have Governor Sam Brown back. He'll be talking on behalf of Governor Perry's campaign, so he'll be on with us as well. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to Kathy calling from New Jersey on line 4. How are you doing, Kathy? Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Two things. Number one, Obama gets rid of the dictators of Libya and Egypt when they're not a threat to Israel, yet Obama gives Iran and Syria a pass. That's number one. Number two, I like Mitt Romney, and I'm so happy you are advising him or talking to him on Israel. I feel very secure, Jay. But why won't he move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem like Newt Gingrich?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the problem. It's not that, first of all, that's not a decision really the president makes in toto. I mean, it has to be. That's with the State Department. There's congressional action that's necessary. I've advised a lot of the candidates, by the way, and talked to a lot of them on the Israel situation because we have firsthand experience. And I think that I would love to see the embassy in Jerusalem move to Jerusalem. I will tell you this. There is a big U.S. footprint, though, in Tel Aviv, and the Israelis understand it as well. So it's not, that is not the issue for Israel. Trust me, right now is we're not where the embassy is located. The issue for Israel is Iran. It is the destabilization of the Arab Spring. That's the real problem. But we appreciate your call, Kathy. I'm going to get as many calls as we can. Bill Haynes with me in the studio. He's been with us, working with the ACLJ for years, advising us, and now pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Kentucky. Well, here's a theological question coming in. Sandra, line 3 from Wyoming. Hi, Sandra. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to know what you think would, if it would affect the United States if we had a Mormon president.
I think that's a, look, I think this is a question that people are asking. I want to get Bill's response to it from a, how you would view the selection of a president from a biblical perspective. I, from my personal perspective, I always make the statement, you've heard me make it on a number of situations, we're not electing a theologian-in-chief, it's a commander-in-chief, it's where they are on the issues is that's the important part. But let's look at it biblically for a moment, Bill. She asks a legitimate question, how would you respond?
Well, obviously, I think that Mormons typically have a very moral outlook on life. We differ theologically, as you would say. I wouldn't call Mitt Romney or any Mormon as a Sunday school teacher or pastor of my church. But at the same time, as
he's not running to be pastor of the church.
He's not running
right?
for that. That's right. President of the United States has to look at the issues. A lot of the issues that he looks at, the life issues, the defense issues and all, are very biblical in their foundation, even though we would have differences on theological points.
You've got, you know, Newt Gingrich is Catholic. Rick Santorum's Catholic. Right. We've got Michelle Bachmann's evangelical. Rick Perry is evangelical. Governor Romney's a member of the Latter-day Saints Church, as is Governor Huntsman. It's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty broad base this year, this season. So when you're looking at it scripturally, what are you looking for a president?
I'm looking at a president who takes a stand on issues that are very important. I don't look at whether he's a Christian or not. I mean, let's face it, I'm a Southern Baptist. We had a Southern Baptist president. I'm not real proud of that one, you know.
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think that we
the
have
Israelis
to
look, aren't so thrilled with that either. Didn't work out so well.
It didn't
right.
work out well at all. You look at where are they coming from on the issues that really matter, life, defense, personal freedoms. And you come down and say, is that something that the Scripture speaks clearly about, and do they line up with that, whether they are a believer or not? We've had secularists who have been president, and you know, we've had every type of religious belief, even to some that we don't know what their religious beliefs
right.
are.
Right, that's correct.
And I don't look at that necessarily. I look at where they come down on the issues that really matter to the church and to individual freedom and to defense and life.
All right, let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Seth is calling from Maryland. He's on line 6. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for
sure.
my call. I just wanted to thank you guys first off for all the work you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate especially when it comes to fighting against Planned Parenthood. I think, in my opinion, I think one of the most important issues, at least to me, but I think for in general for the election, would be
yeah.
abortion.
And by the way, I think you're not hearing a lot about the abortion issue right now, and I'm going to let you finish, Seth, but in the general election, you will. You're not hearing a lot about now because it's a Republican primary, so they're pretty consistent pro-life positions. So, but in the general election, you're right, that's going to play as a big issue. But go ahead, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Okay. So my question is, I know that you guys do a lot of good work fighting against Planned Parenthood and trying to end funding for them, but among all the candidates, I would have to say Ron Paul probably has the best position on abortion, on against abortion. Why wouldn't you consider that to be a bigger issue than, I guess, his stance on, I guess, supporting Israel?
Well, number one, I think if you look at the Republican candidates for President of the United States, they're all taking a pro-life position. I mean, it's hard for me to argue that Ron Paul is more pro-life than a Rick Santorum, than a—I mean, I can go through the list, than a Michelle Bachmann, than a Rick Perry, than a Governor Romney. I mean, I don't see that as an issue. But I will tell you why— on the Israel issue. It's not just Israel. It's the unwillingness to deploy our assets militarily if our allies are attacked. And isolationism results in very bad consequences. So I think my personal opinion is that Congressman Paul, and we've asked him to come on the program, on foreign policy issues, I just disagree. By the way, there's issues with a lot of the candidates I disagree with that are running. That's just part of it. But in foreign policy, I think, is serious. And there's a good question, though, Bill, weighing a foreign policy issue with the life issue. To me, they're both moral issues, but
well, you have to balance the whole thing. You can't be a one-issue voter. You can't be a one-issue candidate, for that matter. And I appreciate all the stands that the Republican candidates have taken on life. Certainly, they're different from the Democratic stands altogether. And so you look at the totality of where a person stands, not just on one issue. I'm very pro-life, but I don't want a pro-life president who fails in so many other areas.
Yeah, I got it. Matt's calling from Kentucky on line two. Hi, Matt. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking
my call.
Sure. I just got two real quick questions. I'm kind of on the fence with Paul. I understand what he's saying. Can't say I'm too overly on the foreign issues because—
I think it's— – yeah, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
If Israel gets bombed, it's more or less— – an apocalyptic moment.
Yeah, and he's not willing, and he says he will not intervene. I mean, he just says, I will not intervene. I don't have time to play the whole clip, but he won't intervene. But go ahead with your, I know you have a question about who could come out of Iowa.
Yeah. Listening to all the candidates you know, over the past few weeks, how much of a real shot does, you know, the two dark horses?
Well, let me jump right in. Look, there's no doubt that there's been a surge for Senator Santorum. Real Clear Politics has him already at 16.3. Des Moines Register had him at 15. Whether he has the ground game there or not, I don't know. But he certainly has worked it very aggressively and very hard. Michelle Bachmann's, while her polling numbers have not done well over the last couple of weeks, she has been to pretty much every county in Iowa and Iowa's ground game. We'll know tomorrow night very late, but it's looking tougher for Michelle Bachmann. Rick Santorum, I think, is going to do well. But let me tell you something. With these polls, until it happens, you don't know. I would not be surprised if you have Romney and Paul very close, Santorum in third, Gingrich. It's probably like the polls are, you know, Gingrich in fourth or fifth, Perry behind, and then the surprise could be, would Bachmann jump up because of her on-the-ground capabilities? We're not going to know that until very soon. Bill, give me a 20-second response here to this question that I'm going to ask. Okay. You had something you want to say? Go ahead.
I was going to say I want to encourage Christians not to back away from the political issues, though, not to back away from the political process. We must be involved or we lose all our influence altogether. So get involved, vote, don't neglect your responsibility there.
There you go. And we're not going to tell you who to vote for. We're not going to, you know, endorse or oppose. We're just going to tell you where we think the issues are. Hey, folks, Foundations of Freedom is what we're offering this week. If you want your copy of the Constitution, Declaration, Bill of Rights, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Take a look at the website. Talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.